From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Alyssa Block.
And I'm Michelle Norris. As protesters swarm the streets of Egypt and several other Arab countries, commentator Andre Cadrescu is tempted to draw a parallel to the fall of communism in Europe more than two decades ago. But Cadrescu stopped short of that.
Cell phone, YouTube, Facebook, and Twitter video coming out of Egypt and Yemen are as murky and chaotic as the pictures we had coming out of Romania or Warsaw in 1989. What brings people to the streets isn't as important as what happens if they win. In Bucharest in 1989, young people took over state's television and looked for a moment like leaders elected spontaneously to bring an end to the dictatorship. And then the real guys showed up, the generals and the apparatchiks who had been getting ready to seize power. The demonstrators in Tunisia, Egypt, Yemen, and wherever there is a next are drunk with freedom and ready to die for it. But it's the freedom of being together in a raging mass, the madness of crowds, as Charles Mackay called it in 1841. And what happens when and if they succeed won't look anything like what we are seeing on the web and on TV. In the bipolar world of 1989, the media broadcast dutifully images of the visible struggle, but those images didn't add up to a neat story of a communist demise and capitalist triumph. The scenes we are seeing in Tunis, Yemen, and Egypt in the schizophrenic teens of the millennium won't add up to a simple story of the triumph of democracy and new media over tyrants and state-controlled news either. In Romania before 1989, they used to say that it was a country blessed with everything: oil, gold, good soil, and great weather, just like Switzerland. The only problem, Romanians weren't Swiss. In Cairo in 2011, just like in Bucharest in 1989, it took guts to imagine a different world. In Europe, that world came eventually, and it was a lot better than the one before. Let's hope the same thing happens now.
Andre Cadrescu covered the revolution in Romania in 1989 for this network.